Our scripture today comes from the 32nd chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. Begins in verse 1 through 3a and then following in verse 6 through 15. It says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of King Zedekiah of Judah, which was the 18th year of King Nebuchadrezzar. And at that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and the prophet Jeremiah was confined in the court of the guard that was in the palace of King Judah, where King Zedekiah of Judah had confined him. And Zedekiah said, 'Why do you prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord?' And Jeremiah said, 'The word of the Lord came to me. Hanamel, son of your uncle Shallum, is going to come to you and say, Buy my field that is at Anathoth, for the right of redemption of my purchase is yours.' Then my cousin Hanamel came to me in accord on the guard in accordance with the word of the Lord, and he said to me, 'Buy my field that is at Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, for the right of possession and redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field at Anathoth from my cousin Hanamel, and it weighed out the money to him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed the deed, sealed it, got witnesses, and weighed the money on scales. Then I took the sealed deed of purchase containing the terms and conditions and the open copy, and I gave the deed of purchase to Barash, son of Neri, son of Maaseiah, in the presence of my cousin Hanamel, in the presence of the witnesses who signed the deed of purchase, and in the presence of all the Judeans who were sitting in the court of the guard. In their presence I charged Baruch, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these deeds, both the sealed deed and the purchase of that open deed, and put them in the earthenware jar, in order that they may last for a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land. This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God." Let us pray.